We're talking this, we're talking that.
Hey, what are we talking about, man?
We're talking sex, not fiction, just facts.
Oh, man.
The freaky hookups that you just had.
It's gonna be good.
This ain't the birds and bees for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
So, Ken, I just got home from the bar last night, and he wants to get super kinky with me. What's up with that?
Hey, yo, Ken, I'm really trying to drive the ladies wild. Can you tell me what to do? Can you give me some skills, please?
Dr. Ken. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Ken.
This is Sex Chat with Dr. Kat. I'm your host, Dr. Kat Van Kirk, clinical sexologist and marriage and family therapist, here with Ross Martineau.
Ooh, said in a sultry way. Hello, Dr. Kat.
Ooh, you inspire sultriness, Ross.
Thank you. Is it my halter top?
It's either that or it might be the fact I'm getting over a cold.
Oh, okay.
But the halter top works well for you.
Thank you. It hides my back fat.
Ooh, I like it. It's like a Spanx halter top.
Ooh, then. There you go.
I like it. Thank God we don't videotape these things,
yeah, exactly.
Actually. You guys only have to listen to us. Anyway, we are here to answer all of your sex and relationship questions from each of our perspectives.
Yes, gay and straight.
Gay and straight. And everything in the middle.
I want us to answer your question. You can call the Dr. Kat 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968. Or email us at kat, K-A-T, at drkat.com. That's K-A-T at drkat.com.
You got it. And you can support us by supporting our lovely sponsors, Adam and Eve. Go to adamandeve.com right now, and you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping on your entire order when you use the code DRKAT at the checkout. Again, DRKAT. And, you know, people need to start thinking ahead for Valentine's Day.
There you go. It's right around the corner.
There's nothing that says, I love you.
Like a pair of furry handcuffs.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, a double-ended dildo or, right. You know.
You can give and take.
You can.
You'll get it coming and going.
That's right. So, go check out adamandeve.com right now and use our lovely code.
Yeah.
And
listen to the end of the podcast and we'll give you an idea. We actually will review a couple of, a toy from the site. And
that is true. And in the next few weeks, we'll be recording a Valentine's Day buyer's guide as well.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Nice. News to me, but woohoo!
It's exciting. I know. Start studying up now.
I will. That's the kind of homework I like.
That's right. That's the best kind of homework. And speaking of, speaking of homework and stuff out in the media right now, I was researching this week, Stephanie Seymour.
Okay.
Now, for people who don't know, not Jane Seymour.
No, not to be confused with Jane Seymour.
Right.
Stephanie Seymour, who I didn't really know.
Right.
I mean, apparently she's a supermodel or former-ish supermodel.
Right. Kind of during the...
Because she's over 30, so it has to be former.
She has to be former. So sad,
which is,
but
I mean,
true.
It is. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Beautiful
woman.
Beautiful woman from, you know, kind of the golden age of supermodels. Oh, God, that sounds so old. In the 90s, think of George Michael... Freedom 90 video.
She was in that?
Yes. So
she was with Turley and Evangelista.
Exactly. And also, too, and yeah, Naomi Campbell
right.
Before she started bitch slapping everyone.
Right.
But the thing about her, too, is also I always remember her from the, she used to date Axl Rose, number one,
okay.
Which I find interesting. And then she ended up marrying this guy who's like 20 years her senior after the Axl Rose thing, which maybe that's what would cause her to seek someone else
right,
20
exactly.
years older.
Right.
And she was in
a teenage boy.
She was in the iconic November Rain video for Guns N' Roses.
Oh, right.
So a little context.
Rock on.
For
okay.
The folks out there.
So Stephanie Seymour. So what's up with Stephanie Seymour?
So, did you see the picture of her?
I did.
And her lovely 18-year-old son.
Yes, lovely. He is quite lovely. His lips.
Oh, see, apparently he's got quite the following. I find him interesting as well. He is, Peter Brandt III or Peter Brandt Jr. So he is the offspring of
the daddy that she married.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And he's 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that just...
Right. A little young for my taste, but he is quite lovely to look at.
Right. And apparently you can go on Facebook. You can find him. He kind of has... He's kind of one of those celebutantes, right? Kind of like along the Paris Hilton sort of thing. He's very much into the party scene. He's
is he
very
gay?
Into
I mean, I was sort of researching a little online. They were saying that he's gay, which...
He is gay. And he's woo-hoo! Like openly gay. He's like making all these comments and things, you know...
Right.
Basically kind of confirming his gayness. But the reason why he's needing to confirm his gayness that he feels is because there is this lip lock caught on, you know... in all
Zuma
the
Beach or whatever. So, right. I didn't know who she was. So you sent me this link. You're like, okay, check this out, which I did. And I have to admit, so first I'm like, okay, who's Stephanie Seymour? And I read up a little bit on her and like, oh my God, who's her yummy son? Okay, that's her son. And I have to admit, so apparently some paparazzi or someone took a shot of them on a beach in full-on lip lock. So now we have mother and son. Okay,
and his hand on her breast.
Kind of. Yeah.
But that's what people are focusing on.
Right. So so here's the thing. When I first saw it, I have to admit, it was a little shocking until you see the series of 8 photos.
Right.
So you have to remember, this is rapid fire.
Yes.
Right? And so, and anything is possible now. So the first shot, I was like, oh my God, that is actually kind of shocking. What's up with this mother and son thing? And then you realize they're on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
Like, friends are around.
They're frolicking.
Yeah, they're and it was probably just like, oh my God, that was so much fun, Mom.
Right.
You know, a little, but slow it down frame by frame and you can get the 3 pictures that make it look like they are full on, you know, lip lock. It was like, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely, this is like
right.
a non-issue in a way.
And, no. But the media's taken off with it.
I know,
and so I have a feeling it has something to do with like, oh, they got the, so they were being followed.
Media or her press agent?
Or her press. Oh, you're right. Like, maybe they, but well, probably Peter Brandt's, you know, her son's press agent,
right,
because he seems to be quite the media whore.
Okay.
And they are. Like, they're totally running with it, which is cool.
Right.
That's cool.
Puts them in the news.
But it's true. And I was just kind of wondering if, like, okay, you know, the photographers ended up taking these whole series of pictures. They got back to the office. They looked at them and were like, oh, who is that? Is that her new lover? Because apparently she was separated from Peter Brandt Sr.
Okay.
For a bit. Apparently they've gotten back together since.
Gotcha.
But then they find out it's her son, and we're like, whoa, hold on.
But it doesn't make any sense, because as you look at the series, as I said, in the shot kind of pulls back
true
a little bit, and there are like 5 or 6 people standing around.
Right.
So it's not like, you know, this clandestine
romantic tryst.
Exactly. It's like, you know, I'm so sick of it. You know, the paparazzi around my house now, just because of the show. It's
oh
like,
my God.
Ah, and the some of the stuff that I see online, it's just, it's appalling. Don't believe it, public.
It is. It's appalling. And those new bodyguards that, you know, they're getting in the way, actually.
Exactly.
Ask them to move over.
Right.
I can't reach the microphone.
So, it would be interesting to see who's actually going to benefit from this at all. If it's actually their careers, you know?
Well, and I think it's funny. I think, you know, especially as Americans, as far as what's in the media, you don't see a lot of, you know, lip-to-lip sort of kisses between parents.
Right.
I was raised with, you know, my paternal grandmother who lived with us. I shared a room with her for a number of years. She was like my best friend. But it was really funny. She was German.
Okay.
And like, to the day she died at 92. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
we always got kissed on the lips and like, it was,
right,
and it was affectionate. It wasn't about, it wasn't something weird and sexual.
Right. Absolutely.
You know?
No. I mean, I kiss my grandmothers on the lips too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, there were times she would chase me around the house with her bare breasts, but you know, really, other than,
oh my God,
her ninnies. But really, there was nothing sexual about that at all. Truly.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, there's definitely a European, they were saying that this piece of media didn't take off in Europe as much as it did here in the States.
Right.
And I think partially just because there are different...
Could you imagine if they were in Europe or whatever and she was, you know, bare-breasted?
Would you...
Yeah.
I'm having flashbacks now.
I bet you
are.
And I'm having doubts and worry.
But the other thing I think interesting is that he went out of this way to use this as a platform to say, I'm gay. But so I couldn't be, number one, I'm gay. I wouldn't be attracted to my mother anyway, which Stephanie Seymour looking pretty good for
she
how
is looking good.
She is.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny because also, too, I had seen some back and forth on Twitter and Facebook about, well, yeah, he's gay. And you know how gay men have mommy issues, you know?
What?
Yeah, I know. So there's a whole other direct trajectory that like the conversation was going off in.
Right.
It was really weird. And I'm like,
the only gay man with mommy issues that's valid is Judy Garland's son.
Okay, true, which we get that. It was just kind of a weird thing. So I just think people find it kind of threatening, and they just don't understand that you can be affectionate.
Right.
And not.
And God, go
sex
to Europe. Go to the Middle East and men kiss.
It's true.
Yeah, so.
It's true. So anyway, a little interesting piece of media tidbit there. Ooh. Tidbit. Anyway, I believe, we have a our first question today, which is, Jay is on the bottom about his boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
I'm okay, this is a long one, folks, so hang with us here. I am 22, and my boyfriend is in his late 30s. I've had some experiences before with him and other guys, but nothing that was like super amazing sex. I prefer to bottom, although I do love rimming a guy. When I got with my boyfriend, we talked about everything and about all things that I wanted to try sexually and the things I wanted him to show me since he was older and I assumed he would know more. He used to talk about how he would go to orgies and have random sex with guys online, but now he seems very closed sexually. And we have tried some things and I found that I do love rimming guys, even though I'm not a top. He wants to be sure that we know that he likes to
rim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so one time I did top my boyfriend, but I didn't actually like it. And since then, we foreplay and make each other come, but he never fucks me anymore. Or does he seem to want to? I don't know if he was just saying he was a top so that he would get with me, but I think maybe he really prefers to be a bottom. I don't know what to do or how to bring it up because I'm in love with him and we live together and we sleep together and it seems like we're just really good friends with benefits who just happen to love each other. I want to experience passion. I want him to show me more of that. And every time I used to talk about it as well, we used to be in agreement, but we're not in agreement about things anymore. I feel like he cheated a bit by telling me. wake up.
There's more.
There's more. Obviously, you've already got the point. I feel like he cheated a bit by telling me. I feel like he cheated a bit by telling me he liked to do certain things, like watching porn. I love watching porn, but it seemed like the time we did it, he was just jealous and thought I wanted a younger guy who was in better shape than him. I love him, and he loves me, and we have other problems that I won't be getting into. This is a big problem that I would love some advice on. How do I talk to him about it or bring it up? Blibbity blah.
Wow. Okay. Short answer? Short-term answer?
Is what's your gut?
Just find a new boyfriend who likes to fuck you and get rimmed. That's it. I mean, that's it. Yeah. So there's this joke, right? When I was living in San Francisco, you know, San Francisco is like a Tupperware drawer. All bottoms and no, you know, there's all bottoms. You can never find a top.
You can never find a top. That's so awesome. I never heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, okay. So I guess a couple of things going on, right? So
break it down.
Well, when you meet someone, there is sort of this negotiation, and it's like, what do you like? What do I like? And, you know, if the guy said that he liked to fuck you and now he doesn't like to fuck you, well, you know, he's kind of reneging on that part of the contract.
Right.
So, older, younger, you know, what was he expecting, you know, to be guided through this relationship?
Right.
Or, you know, that's probably not, you know, obviously not the case. I'm not sure what the whole thing about rimming is. Obviously, we get the fact that he likes to rim other guys, which I'm not sure what this has
to do.
And
he likes his porn.
Right.
Great.
So, you know, the big question, you know, how do I bring this up? You bring it up by sitting him down saying, hey, listen, a couple things I've noticed, you know, our sex life, you know, are you happy with your sex life? I'm not so happy with the sex life. This is, you know, what I was expecting, and this is kind of what I'm getting, and where are we going, and how do we get over this?
Right. And he's 22, right?
22.
And I get, Jay, I get you're in love, and that's great, that obviously you have there are other aspects of this relationship that you probably, sounds like you really enjoy,
mm-hmm.
and you like living with him, and there are other things you probably have in common. But it does sound like, with the amount of energy you put into the question, that this is a really big deal for you. And this is going to sound condescending, and I don't mean for it to sound condescending, but you're 22. You know what I mean? It's like you're going to have other experiences with men.
Right.
I mean, if you really think this guy is the end-all be-all, then either you, A, stay with the relationship and either negotiate a way that you can get other experiences outside the relationship, so negotiate an open one.
There you go.
Or you end it because it doesn't sound like you're going to be able to get on the same page once you've had the conversation. If he doesn't get it, if you're asking him to change, again, how we've talked about erotic templates and how mm-hmm. people are kind of programmed, that there's some change you can do around that. But if ultimately this guy is threatened by porn, you know, doesn't want to play the role in the relationship that you thought he was going to, then you just have to leave the relationship. Or, you know, maybe you guys go in and talk to a sex therapist or a sexologist and work through each of these individual issues.
Right. See, when I get a question like this, and, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you, Jay, you know, with asking the question. But when I hear a question like this that's so involved and so layered, the other thing that I'm thinking about, and maybe therapy is a good way to go, is that there is another side to this story.
Absolutely.
This is a long story, and so I'm just wondering what the lover's take is.
Right.
You know, either, you know, a lot of times he's unhappy as well, and they're just
right.
not communicating that, or maybe he's like, oh, I never knew there was a problem.
Right.
So, you know, what's the big deal? So it has to start with communication. So, Jay, you got to sit him down and say, you know, or actually a conversation with yourself.
Right.
And you make a list, Jay, of like exactly what you want.
And what are negotiable and what are non-negotiable.
Exactly. What could
yeah.
be fluid. And, you know, people kind of, you know, I think gay men, certainly I have, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of go through these waves too, where it's mm-hmm. like it's all about bottoming and then it's all about topping and then it's
right.
all about a little bit of both. And
right.
so who knows, you know, you need to talk to your lover and see what's up. So
right. And it's true. He did say that there were definitely other issues in the relationship.
Right.
So it does sound like they have some stuff to work through. And ultimately for Jay, you are going to just have to find a little bit of courage here, either, you know, in one version or the other, to sit him down and start the conversation, or get in and talk to a therapist together, or to have the courage to leave him and realize that, you know, he may not be the long-term fit for you.
Right.
So
you have to be sexually compatible. There's got to be at least that. You know?
Yeah. So anyway, thanks again, though, for writing in, Jay.
Thanks, Jay.
And we'll be right back after a quick 30-second break from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat. It's Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.
Hey there, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com and get 50% off just about any item. That's 50% off adult toys, lubes, movies, or almost anything you desire. Plus, get a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it here. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type Dr. Cat for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code DRKAT at AdamandEve.com.
All right, our next question is from Dudley, who is looking for love. Dudley says, I have been single now for 2 years and would like to find a real relationship to grow in. I'm 31 years old, average looking, physically fit. I would like some advice on where to start looking for that special someone. I have found that I'm not looking for fast women and want the lasting kind. However, I find it increasingly difficult to come across these type of women. Are you able to give me any advice regarding this? Many thanks.
So, yeah, Dudley, he is not alone.
Right.
We get a lot of people looking for love.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
Looking for love. So, you know, there's the obvious, right? As I'm going to say again, you know, I'll even spell it out. G-O-O-G-L-E. You know, it's like there's so many resources online. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if that's the way to go. And when I say that, I'm not just saying like sex chat rooms or whatever. I'm talking about real relationship. You
yeah,
know,
yeah, the match,
match.
The harmonies. The,
yeah.
And again.
Not eHarmony, but
I'm not
like gays.
See, I'm not as much of a fan for eHarmony either. I didn't realize. Well, that's true because they don't give you as many options to answer questions about orientation.
And I could be. I need to look this up, people. The disclaimer, but the last I had heard a year ago or whatever, they don't allow gays on there.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's kind of news to me. I didn't
course,
realize that.
If you
I just
dig deep, it's probably Christian based or something. Anyway.
Well, yeah. I wonder. So that's interesting. But I think that the whole point of. As an exercise, developing a profile about yourself and looking at profiles for other partners is a really good exercise just to get to figure out who you are and what you want.
And what you want. Exactly. Even if you don't publish it. Just spending some time with yourself and figuring out exactly, yeah, putting down on paper and having to think about exactly what you want. You
yeah.
know? So that being said, right, I think there's kind of a lot of other venues. I mean, not everything's going to work, and you actually have to work to make this work.
You
I
do.
Mean, if you want someone in your life, then...
They will not... More than likely, they're not going to show up on your doorstep.
Exactly. So, you know, friends, number one. You know, first thing to do is, you know, you tell all your friends, everyone, you know, all your close friends, I'm available, and if you hear of anyone or think of anyone, you know, match us up.
You have to cast a wide net, and I think, too, it's not probably... And there's actually some research done a few years ago about this. It's not... going to be probably in that first ring of friends,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be through an acquaintance of one of those friends that they probably think of you, you know, in order to like set you guys up.
Right.
The other thing is like minds attract like minds.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an interest, go out there and get involved in like...
That's. I have a little list of like hobbies.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Do you have a hobby? Yeah, you start doing that. Book club.
It's how I met my husband.
Yes.
It's true.
There you go.
You know what I mean? It
right.
was through a hobby. But yep. book clubs, yes.
I was saying book clubs. And then, you know, the old speed dating.
Yep.
If nothing else, even if the thought of it, you know, is awful, it's going to force you to to be put in a room and it's going to force you to talk to, I'm assuming, the opposite sex
for,
you know, 45 minutes.
Right.
You're going to have to talk about yourself. So it's going to test you as a communicator and it's going to test you as a listener.
Yeah.
And right off the bat, even if you don't meet anyone that you necessarily want to connect with, you're going to know exactly why, okay? It kind of narrows, like, who you're looking for. And or maybe it's like, I never thought I'd fall in love or be attracted to this type of person. It's like, oh, wait a minute, this woman is really interesting whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be about desperation about finding somebody. I think if you're just really open yourself up just to meeting a lot of different people and putting yourself out there, you kind of have to trust that sooner or later things will just line up.
Right. And this whole worry, you know, about, like, meeting a fast woman or something, it's like, I don't think that that's going to happen unless you want it to happen. You know, I found that curious.
I think the more that you're right, his wording was interesting. And I think the more genuine you are and the more congruent, you know what I mean, that you're going, you're finding people who are like you are.
Right. I mean, if you're going on Craigslist and it's like, you know, looking for, you know, a long walk in the park or whatever, it's like you might be finding a fast woman or whatever.
And you might want to research acronyms. Look up the no strings attached acronym.
Right.
That might include a fast woman.
Yeah. So, you know, it's also where you're looking is going to dictate, you know, who you find.
Right. Exactly. Reminds me of the movie that just came out, you know, the Ashton Kutcher No Strings Attached movie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're like, okay, well, we've been dating around and not finding anybody. Let's just be fuck buddies and, you know. And then, lo and behold, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'll have to report back. But I'm assuming they fall in love at the
end of the
movie.
Strings are attached.
Strings
right.
are attached. But anyway, Dudley, I think...
When Ashton met Natalie.
Oh, right.
Right. When Harry met Sally.
Exactly. So, Dudley, I think you're on the right track. You just need to open yourself up, get yourself out there, and start meeting people.
Yes. And let us know what worked. I mean, if you get out there and something worked for you, even if it wasn't our advice, let us know.
Yeah, we keep track of the dating stuff.
And we'd love to spread the word. You know, we heard back from Dudley. This was your question, and this is what worked for you. So
absolutely.
Keep in touch.
Yeah, drop us a line, Dudley. You have questions, we have answers. You can call my 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week listener line at 213-270-1968.
So, Sandra wants to go multiple. Okay. She asks, how can I know or find out if I'm having multiple orgasms? I have the initial, quotes, feeling, but then I continue, quotes, twitching.
Right. Interesting.
Okay. This is a little out of my realm.
Okay.
Of course, my thing is, you know, I wrote a little note. Well, if you have to ask, you're probably not
having one.
Yeah.
Right. That is a very good note to go by. So you're probably not having multiple orgasms yet. What it sounds like is that, okay, with the multiple orgasms, the main thing, all women, actually all men are multiply orgasmic too, which we'll talk about that in a different show. You can train yourself to have multiple orgasms.
Woo-hoo.
I know, it's exciting. For women, it just means that you have to maintain whatever form of stimulation is working for you. And if that's G-spot stimulation or if that's clitoral stimulation, you basically have to keep going. So when you're talking about the sexual response cycle, you know, you have a beginning point, you have it kind of accelerating up, you know, it looks like kind of a bell curve a little bit, there's a plateau, and then typically it drops off,
right?
So what you want to continue doing is continue that stimulation as you're plateauing. So, okay, you're able to have one orgasm, you continue the stimulation. A lot of people just kind of lose interest and just stop, right? But if you keep going with whatever stimulation is working for you, and if that means a combination between clitoral stimulation and fantasy, you just have to be patient with it and kind of just maintain the feeling of it. And so once you continue going, you might feel it starting to come back on again. Mm-hmm. And again, some women with continuing the stimulation, if it's G-spot stimulation, they might feel like they have to urinate. We've talked about that before.
Yep.
You kind of just need to go through that sensation and then maintain whatever's working. And then usually with a little bit of patience, you'll have a second orgasm. And then for most people, if they can have a second orgasm, it's quickly followed up by additional orgasms. So it's not uncommon for some people to have literally, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 orgasms in a sitting.
Wow.
If they work at it, if they're patient with it. So I don't want to make it sound like it's total work, because obviously it's pretty damn enjoyable.
Right, sure.
Whenever you're getting yourself off. But I would say, versus just, you know, sneaking a quick masturbation session, you might want to actually, you know, give yourself a half hour. And you know, be able to focus on yourself and do whatever you're doing. And more than likely, after a session or two, I almost guarantee you'll be able to be multiply orgasmic.
Again, the kind of homework I
That's right. And speaking of homework, we have the Gay Take, Straight Take, the featured toy of the week. Yay!
Yay!
Adam and Eve, they have a crystal teaser glass dildo.
Okay, this is, it's called, I'll read a little about it. This petite glass dildo comes covered with raised ridges and swirls to enhance your pleasure. Of course, those raised edges and swirls are actually like the duplication of a foreskin. It's like an uncut dick that's been pulled back a little bit,
right.
Which I always find kind of interesting.
It's true.
In a dildo, but right.
I know, but you know, it's true. And so for women who like that kind of texture,
or speaks to the European market.
True, definitely. Those damn Europeans again.
I know.
The cool thing about this is that it's glass, so it's lovely. It's actually really attractive. It's got a little G-spot tip on it for that, so you can either use that for prostate.
Okay.
Or for G-spot play.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. It hypoallergenic, too.
There you go. Well, exact glass, right, because it's not going to be porous, and so it's probably easily cleaned.
Yeah.
And
dishwasher safe.
Wow. Okay, there you go.
Throw it in the dishwasher.
Well, I wouldn't throw it, you know, because it should go right next to the wine glasses. The
right.
The good crystal.
That's true.
Okay, that sounds good.
No, it's great. So, again, go to adamandeve.com and check out the sleek glass, the crystal teaser glass dildo. And if you go there right now and use Dr. Cat, D-R-K-A-T, at the checkout, you'll get 50% off almost any item, plus a free mystery gift and free shipping. So that's it. Thanks for joining us today.
Woo-hoo, thank you, Dr. Cat.
You got it. And you can please subscribe and check out more on drcat.com. Toodles.
Sex Chat with Dr. Cat.